Following President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement on Saturday evening, liquor stores are now operational under Level 2 regulations. Liquor City store owner Shaul van Rooyen told Multimedia Live how lockdown has affected his business.
Well, it's been like a roller coaster, right, to say the least. You know, they closed us down and then we reopened on the 1st of June, obviously. And I think on the 9th of July, they closed us down again. So it's been up and down, and obviously a lot of lost revenue. You know, we're talking millions of rands, which we won't recover soon. But we are very excited to get going again today and to see all our regular customers, and I'm sure they'll be happy to see us. And we had a couple of attempts, but you know, our stores are very well secured. And that, you know, that is an ongoing problem. You know, lootings, you know, break-ins, and even armed robberies. So, you know, we are at high risk, unfortunately. And also, you know, due to the job losses, the current job losses, we will probably be seeing more of that, unfortunately, moving forward. And, you know, the financial strain, and also on the staff, you know, these guys, you know, the insecurity involved in job losses, etc.
General worker at the store, Johannes Kosana, spoke to how previous regulations affected him as a breadwinner.
Eventually, I feel happy, so happy, because you know what? Everything was locked down and we have to support our family or the companies or whatever. So now I'm happy because now we open so that we can start the business so that we can provide our families. And the first lockdown, I think it was, 10 weeks. We're sitting at home doing nothing, and then the salary, we cut the salary, you know, we have to pay the bills or whatever. But we survived.
Further, van Rooyen compared today's behavior around the unbanning to the previous one and explained why this could be the case.
So it is ticking nicely, but definitely slower than the previous round. I'm guessing that it will pick up, you know, by later today we will be running queues, you know, an hour or so before closing. But I'm also thinking that, you know, with the restaurants now serving alcohol again, you know, people are actually quite hungry to, let's call it hungry, to go and socialize and have a steak and a beer or a glass of wine. And then also, you know, cash. You know, I think people, you know, cash flow has dried up. You know, a lot of job losses that we need to consider. A lot of retrenchments that's been happening. So I think that's also part of it.
Lastly, consumers at the store shared their feelings towards the unbanning of the sale of alcohol and cigarettes.
I'm so excited that the bottle stores have opened today. It has honestly been terrible. I can't wait to have a G&T tonight or a strawberry daiquiri. I woke up really early. I woke up at 6. I got dressed. I got pampered. And I've took some time off. I took the morning off just to come here and be ready and to get the latest stock available, because I was so stressed that there was going to be nothing left here.
I'm still like very excited to drink. I think South Africans in general are just very excited to drink again. Also, personally, I'm just very excited that I get to smoke again. It's been a very long time. A very long, stressful journey, you know, without cigarettes. But I'm really happy that cigarettes are back.
For Multimedia Live, there was Amina Deka Asma.